In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed feast. We heard that long account of Christ's arrest, trial, and crucifixion. And it has a somewhat somber tone to it. Maybe it brings us back to Holy Friday and Lent, as it should. But this is not a somber celebration. You know, we sing, on occasion, "For through the cross, joy has come into the world." This is a joyful celebration of Christ's victory over sin and death. Now, this particular feast at the elevation of the cross on September 14th celebrates two historical events. The first of those took place in the Holy Land, where the Empress Helena learned that the Holy Cross had been buried underneath the temple of the pagan goddess Venus, built on top of Golgotha. And so she demanded that this pagan temple be torn down and the cross be excavated. And what they found was not one, but three crosses. And so Patriarch Macarius ordered that each cross be placed on the corpse that was part of a funeral procession that was going by. And so the first two crosses produced nothing. And the third cross, when the man was placed on it, restored the man to life by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, as we say during the dismissal. So this is the first event. The second event: Jerusalem had been conquered, and the Lord's cross was carried away to Persia. Yet in the year 628, the Greek emperor Heraclius defeated the Persians and brought back the cross to Jerusalem with great ceremony. An angel appeared to the patriarch, and so he instructed the emperor, passed on the message, instructed the emperor to remove his shoes and his robe and to finish the procession in humility as Christ had. As you can expect, the emperor had been dressed very finely. Not dissimilarly, but probably more grandly than the clergy during the liturgy. And so he was instructed to remove all of that and to process humbly as Christ had. And restored the cross to the Church of the Resurrection, which was built on this side of Golgotha. Now, as wondrous as these events are, they are only reflections of that most wondrous victory that Christ had, that Christ won for us on the cross. We have a whole collection of Kantakia from St. Romanos that I've used for homilies on occasion. And so I'd like to return to St. Romanos for this feast. Just a few selections from his Kantakia on the victory of the cross. So in this Kantakian, he reflects on the cross of Christ as that through which death has been shattered and paradise has been opened. The cross which had been prefigured in the Old Testament, that's right. The cross that had been prefigured in the Old Testament is now carried by the thief like a key to the gates of paradise. Amen. To unlock those same gates that had been closed to humanity since Adam and Eve. And so he writes, "Nailed to the form of the cross, as truly a ransom for many, you redeemed us, O Christ our God. For by your precious blood in love for mankind, you snatched our souls from death. You brought us back again with you, again to paradise." And then the Kentuckian continues as a dialogue between Hades and the devil over the significance of the cross. And so says Hades to the devil, "You have suddenly lost your senses, O you of old, the cunning one. All your wisdom has been swallowed up through the cross, and you have been caught in your own snare. Lift up your eyes and see that you have fallen into the pit which you have created. Behold that tree which you call dry and barren, for it bears fruit. A thief tasted it and has become heir to the good things of Eden. For it has outdone the rod which led the people out of Egypt, for it is bringing Adam back again to paradise." "Now is the moment for you to open your ears, Belial, for the arrow will show you the power of the cross and the great authority of the crucified. For you, the cross is folly, but for all creation, it is seen as a throne on which, as though seated, Jesus is nailed. And here's the thief crying to him, 'Lord, remember me in your kingdom.' And answers as from a tribune, 'Today, poor beggar, you will reign with me, for with me you will go in again to paradise.'" "Oh, how did we not remember the types of this tree? For of old they were shown forth in many and varied ways, in the saved and in the lost. By a tree Noah was saved, but the whole world, unbelieving, was destroyed. Moses was glorified through one when he took a staff as a scepter, but Egypt, with the plagues that came in from it, was drowned as though fallen into deep wells. What it has now done, the cross showed forth of old an image. Why then are we weeping? For Adam is going again to paradise." "Did not the master, by the tree he showed to Moses, which once sweetened the water at Marah, teach what it was and what was its root? Then he did not say, 'For it was not his will,' but he has now made clear to all, 'For behold, all things have been made pleasant, but we have been embittered. From our root a cross has blossomed, that was cast into the earth, which became sweet. The root, which formerly bred thorns, now like a vine of sorek has spread branches, which are transplanted again to paradise. Now, therefore, hell, groan, and I will harmonize with your wails." So this is Satan offering to join the wailing of hell. "Let us lament as we see the tree which we planted transformed into a holy trunk, beneath which have sheltered and will nest in its branches thieves, murderers, publicans, and harlots, that they may reap sweet fruit from the supposedly arid. For they cling now to the cross as to a plant of life. Pressed against it and swimming, through it they escape and are brought for anchorage to a fair haven, again to paradise." And so back to St. Romanos, and God willing to us, addressing God. "O most high and glorious God of our fathers and of youths, your willing outrage has become our honor. For in your cross we may all boast. To it have we nailed our hearts, that on it we may hang our instruments and sing to you, the Lord of all, from the songs of Zion. The ship from Tarsus once upon a time brought gold to Solomon, as it is written, 'To us your tree gives back every day and moment wealth beyond price, for it brings us all again to paradise.'" Let us join with those thieves and murderers, the publicans and the harlots, to cling to the cross, that we may reap from it that sweet fruit of life that Christ has offered to us today. Blessed feast.